Greetings, and welcome to the Axtel 2020 second quarter earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Adrian De Los Santos, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
Thank you, Christina, and welcome everyone. Today's conference call will be hosted by Mr. Orlando Subirán, Axtel's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Bernardo García, Executive Director of Strategic Planning and Business Development, and myself. Axtel financial information, including our second quarter report, is available in our corporate website at axtelcorp.mx. This quarter earnings report was released yesterday before the market opening and different than our usual after closing report due to timing requirements in the strategic process currently underway in Axtel. Additionally, and due to the closing of the data center strategic agreement in January, for comparison purposes, we might refer to pro forma or comparable information, which will adjust for the effects in revenues, costs, and expenses of these data centers in 2019. A detailed reconciliation is included in the earnings report. Finally, let me remind you that information discussed in this call may constitute forward-looking statements regarding future events or future financial performance of the company. These statements reflect management current views, which are subject to different risks. Therefore, the company disclaims any obligation to update statements discussed in this call based on new information available. Now, let me turn the call over to Orlando Subirán for his initial remarks. Orlando, please.
Thank you, Adrian, and thanks everyone for attending our call today. Before reviewing our financial results, I would like to comment about the company's major events in this quarter, including an update on the implications of COVID-19 in Axtel. Axtel's first semester results reflect preparedness and resilience. Preparedness in respect to our digital agenda, contingency procedures, and IT capabilities to switch most of our processes to operate remotely with no interruption to our client services. Resilience of our business model, which reflects the essential nature of our ITC solutions. These attributes and a diligent execution resulted in 17% and 28% EBITDA growth compared to second quarter 2019 and first quarter 2020, respectively. Even excluding the extraordinary gain from the transfer of 3.5 GHz spectrum to Telcel, EBITDA increased 8% and 19% compared to second quarter 2019 and first quarter 2020, respectively. The COVID-19 pandemic has affected industries and companies in different ways. In Axtel, we continue prioritizing the well-being of our employees, assisting our clients, and supporting the continuity of our operations. 85% of our employees remain working remotely, except for collaborators responsible for critical platforms or engineers deploying services in public areas or at customers' premises. This pandemic has changed many business practices, some temporarily and some others on a permanent basis. We are seeing an accelerated adoption of digital transformation across all industries. Services, processes, and practices that were expected to be transformed in the next two to three years are changing within months. Along with our business separation process, we started the Axtel Digital project to immerse ourselves in the new reality. This will capitalize on all the experiences we learned after most of our workforce moved to remote work and will leverage our current digital transformation initiatives by accelerating the adoption of these tools and practices. From the design and ordering of new solutions to the completion of the cash conversion cycle, Axtel is becoming an end-to-end digital company. Collaboration tools, cloud-based platforms, optimized office space, and an extensive use of remote work practice are some of the adjustments we are currently working on at the company. In other words, we are fine-tuning the new and permanent operational and management business model of Axtel Digital. In the quarter, we enter into certain agreements with clients whose business has been severely affected or shut down. We restructure certain contracts by renewing or extending the life of the contract while providing short-term concessions. We also selectively provided extended payment terms to allow customers to navigate through the liquidity constraints prevailing in the quarter. Axtel revenues in the quarter were impacted with 28 million pesos due to concessions to clients. Additionally, working capital investment due to COVID-19 made a total of 75 million pesos. For the full year, we estimate an impact in our revenues and a working capital investment of about 45 and 130 million pesos, respectively. Axtel's positive second quarter performance is a combination of a resilient, unaffected infrastructure business unit, a stable enterprise segment, performance, and an underperforming government sector, particularly federal government entities. These effects, combined with the benefit of digitalization and cost containment initiatives, contributed to a first semester performance in line with our pre-COVID expectations. Excluding the extraordinary gain from the 3.5 gigahertz spectrum transaction, infrastructure units EBITDA increased 33% versus second quarter 2019, whereas services units EBITDA decreased 12%, reflecting the impact of a 26% decline in government recurrent revenues and enterprise segment voice revenues. In the quarter, we established the framework for the different agreements that will govern temporal and definite interactions between our two business units. Together with a leading global consultant, we used best practices from similar projects and adapted these to Axtel needs. The business separation, together with all the digital transformation initiatives, should help Axtel to better serve the new reality requirements from enterprise, wholesale, and government customers. Derived from the business separation, we are introducing the Axtel Networks brand for our infrastructure business unit. Axtel Networks accumulates over 20 years of infrastructure investments made by Alestra, Axtel, and Avantel. Axtel Networks' own identity is another stepping stone on its strategy as the largest neutral infrastructure operator in Mexico, serving the needs of carriers, data centers, internet giants, and cloud and content providers. Axtel's two business units, Alestra and Axtel Networks, continue moving forward, refining their separate business strategies. In late June, upon receiving regulatory approval, we signed an agreement to transfer 50 megahertz in the 3.5 gigahertz band to Telcel. After the decommission of Guaymex and the monetization of the mass market segment, we had no further use for this spectrum frequency. The agreement permitted the company to record an economic benefit of 90 million pesos during the quarter and cancel provisions we booked after the concession expiration date in late 2018. After temporarily putting on hold the competitive process to attract investment and strategic proposals for the infrastructure business unit and the company, we are resuming the process this month. We decided to move forward with the process given more stable market conditions, clear evidence of the resilience and performance of Axtel networks, and very importantly, the sustained interest from investors. We have seen that comparable assets or companies have maintained their valuation multiples, supporting our expectation for a similar pre-COVID valuation. Challenges and uncertainty presented by COVID-19 are proving how diligent and resilient our company is. We are adjusting and shifting towards a digital Axtel to continue differentiating and providing the collaboration, security, cloud, and connectivity services demanded by clients under the new environment. We are evidencing the essential nature of our services and starting to harvest the benefits of our business separation. Our customers, organization, community, and shareholders are all important elements in this transformation process. Notwithstanding the unprecedented and volatile first semester, maximizing value for all stakeholders will remain our guiding principle. With that, Adrián will now make some additional remarks and present a summary of the operating and financial results of the quarter. Adrián?
Thank you, Rolando. In the quarter, we drew down $47 million from our committed credit facility and 315 million pesos in short-term loans. We consider that given the unprecedented circumstances and significant liquidity constraints prevailing at the beginning of the quarter, having excess cash on hand was in line with our prudent financial management. As markets continue stabilizing and visibility for the rest of the year improves, we might gradually reduce this excess cash balance and eliminate the negative monthly carry cost of approximately $90,000. In addition to maintaining approximately 80% of our cash balance in dollars, in recent weeks, we took advantage of a rally in the peso and entered into $31 million in forward contracts to fix the exchange rate for our November coupon payment and July to October dollar-denominated CAPEX obligations. The average peso-dollar exchange rate for this forward is 22.31 pesos per dollar. As reported, we formalized the agreement to transfer the 3.5 gigahertz spectrum in late June. Through a non-recourse factoring structure, we received the funds in early July and simultaneously paid IFETEL. Given that the agreement was executed in June, but funds were not received and paid until early July, we recorded an extraordinary 1,553 million pesos account payable to IFETEL and an extraordinary 1,906 million pesos account receivable from Telcel in the end of the quarter balance sheet. As of today, both items had been eliminated from our books. Before discussing the detailed financial performance in the quarter, let me share with you our expected EBITDA and CAPEX for the year. We expect 2020 EBITDA to reach a level similar to our pro forma 2019 EBITDA. This estimate is a combination of expecting a stable and resilient enterprise segment, positive prospects for Axtel networks, the extraordinary gain from the spectrum transaction, compensated for the uncertain underperforming government segment. With respect to CAPEX, we estimate the range between $80 to $90 million, including the $22 million already invested in the renewal of spectrum frequencies. I will now review our financial results for the quarter. On a comparable basis, total revenues in the second quarter increased 2%. Services business unit revenues declined 4% in the quarter, explained by a 5% decline in enterprise revenues and flat government segment revenues. The decline in enterprise segment revenues in the quarter is explained by a 9% decline in telecom and a 22% increase in IT services revenues. Explaining the 9% decline in telecom revenues, voice services revenues declined 38%, and the rest of telco services increased 1% year over year. The sharp decline in voice revenues is explained by secular declining trends and by a group of large contracts with lower voice pricing renegotiated in the second semester last year. Data and internet revenue declined 3% in the quarter due to a 2% decline in dedicated internet access revenues. Revenues from managed network services increased 1% in the quarter, while collaboration solutions revenues, very relevant in the new digital and virtual environment, increased 19% in the quarter. Fast-growing IT services revenues from enterprise customers increased 22% in the quarter, supported by a 29% increase in cloud and cybersecurity services revenues. Voice-related revenues represented 15% of enterprise revenues this quarter. The other 85% non-voice enterprise segment revenues increased 4% in the quarter. Concerning government segment, second quarter revenues were flat year over year in a mix of increased non-recurrent revenues and a 13% decline in recurrent revenues. Austerity measures combined with a reallocation of resources due to COVID-19 emergency is causing the cancellation and postponement of contracts with federal government agencies. Within government telecom services revenues in the quarter, voice represented 7%, whereas data, managed networks, and collaboration services represented 42%, 43%, and 9% respectively. Government telecom revenues increased 1% in the quarter, resulting from an over 100% increase in data and collaboration services revenues, compensating a 37% decline in voice and managed network services. A decline in VPN services explained the decline in managed network revenues. With respect to government IT services, second quarter revenues declined 1%, explained by a 12% contraction in cloud and cybersecurity revenues, compensated by the 18% increase in system integration revenues. Infrastructure business unit recorded 1,316 million pesos in the quarter, including 610 million pesos in revenues coming from Alestra Services business unit. Total revenues increased 14% or 29% excluding inter-unit revenues. Revenues billed to Alestra, Axtel Services business unit, increased 1%. With respect to services provided to third parties, increases in IP transit, lead fiber, transport capacity, and dark fiber revenues contributed to the 29% increase in revenues year over year. Cost of revenues, excluding depreciation and amortization charges, increased 3%. Slightly higher than the 2% increase in consolidated revenues, mostly due to an increase from 3 to 4% in the percentage of non-recurrent revenues and an increase from 19 to 22% in the penetration of IT revenues in Alestra. Both IT and non-recurrent revenues carry a lower margin. Services unit cost of revenues increased 3% in the quarter, despite a 4% decline in revenue, mostly explained by the impact of cancellations in government contracts, resulting in a temporal rundown in costs associated to canceled contracts generating no revenue. This temporal effect produced a year-over-year increase of 18% in government segment costs, while revenues remained flat. In the second quarter, infrastructure business units costs declined 11%, while revenues increased 14%, explained by a negative effect from the cumulative reclassification of certain costs that were previously booked in Alestra and a benefit from the cancellation of the provision associated to the 3.5 spectrum transaction. The effect in revenues and costs explained before resulted in a consolidated contribution margin of 73.6% in the second quarter, similar to second quarter 2019. Operating expenses declined 5% vis-a-vis second quarter 2019, explained by a 11% reduction in rent and maintenance expenses, diligent efforts in account receivables generating a 2 million pesos positive delta in bad debt provisions, and digitalization and optimization initiatives, which translated in an almost flat personal and contract services, which normally reflect inflation adjustments. Operating expenses in Alestra and Axtel networks declined 13% and increased 3% respectively, due to a reclassification of expenses in Axtel networks which were booked in Alestra in the first quarter. EBITDA in the quarter totaled 1,222 million pesos, including the extraordinary 90 million pesos gain from the spectrum transaction, increasing 17% year over year. EBITDA for our services and infrastructure business units adjusted for the data center transaction were 503 and 719 million pesos, a 12% decline and 52% increase respectively. Year-to-year EBITDA, which eliminates reclassification of costs and expenses between the two units and normalizing for the data centers and 3.5 spectrum monetization, total 922 and 1,164 million pesos, an 18% decline and a 24% increase compared to first semester 2019, in line with our pre-COVID expectations. CapEx in the second quarter was 433 million pesos, including 59 million pesos in spectrum frequencies renewal, or $18 million total, compared to $22 million in the year earlier quarter. Cash balance total $157 million at the end of the quarter, including $13 million in restricted cash. Excluding restricted cash and the $61 million drew down from our committed facility and short-term loans, cash balance stood at $84 million compared to $91 million at the beginning of the quarter. As of the end of the quarter, net debt was $593 million, and the ratio of net debt to EBITDA was 2.8 times, not accumulating the last 12-month EBITDA contribution from the data centers divested in January. Debt related to IFRS 16 represented $17 million at the end of the quarter. With this, we're happy to take your questions now. Christina, if you could please open the call for questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Thank you. Our first question comes from the line of Carlos de Legarreta with GBM. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. Just to confirm, so we understand we're in the same channel, the EBITDA guidance that you're provided, similar to the 2019 figure, does that include the $90 million from the proceeds of the spectrum sale?
Good morning, Carlos. Yes, you're correct.
Okay, thank you. And Rolando, I think you mentioned you quantified the impact of COVID-19 over 2020 figures. I believe you mentioned 130 in working capital, but I think I missed the figure in revenue. If you could repeat it, please.
Yes. As I mentioned before, we had two types of impacts. One impact, it's mainly at the revenue level, and the other one is at the working capital level. Working capital level means that we have been extending the terms of payment for some specific and selective customers that are going through very difficult times. The numbers that I mentioned, let me just check here my notes.
Yeah, it's for the working capital is an estimated investment of 130 million pesos
right.
For the full year.
Uh-huh.
We had 75 million pesos in the first semester.
Yes, in the full semester. And in revenue, I think you also mentioned a figure in the press release. Do you also have an estimate for the full year?
Yes, in revenues, thus far, it's 28 million pesos and
75 for the full year.
75,
yes.
Okay. Thank you. So if I may follow up, are you prepared to come up with a timeline for the asset, the proposal of the asset sale that you guys are reinitiating, or is that just, in initial stages?
Hello, this is Bernardo. We don't have a specific timeline, but I can tell you it's a standard process where we are now open to receive the non-binding offers. We're in that stage. It's going to be a similar process to the previous sales we had.
Thank you, Bernardo.
Welcome.
Thank you, Carlos.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from a line of Rodrigo Villanueva with Bank of America. Please proceed with your question. Rodrigo, your line is live.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yes, good morning, Rodrigo.
Thank you. And my first question is related to bad debt. I was wondering if you have experienced any type of bad debt increase so far this year. And in case you don't, are you expecting anything on this respect in the second half of the year? And my second question is related to CapEx. I was wondering if you could share with us the breakdown of your CapEx forecast between your services and the infrastructure division. Thank you.
Yeah, Rodrigo. Regarding the bad debt, to some extent, the first semester has been very positive. As I mentioned in my remarks, in the second quarter, we even had a positive provision number. We have been able to collect as normal and in the enterprise and Axtel network segment. In the government, we're starting to see a slight deterioration in the end of the second quarter, that nothing material yet, but we do expect indeed an increase in bad debt. But nothing material. Mostly, as mentioned, part of the working capital investment, we expect an extended collection period, particularly in the government segment. We might go 15 to 30 days longer than average. but thus far we don't estimate a material number with respect to bad debt.
Thank you, Adrian.
And regarding the capex, we estimate capex as mentioned between $80 to $90 million. Let's round it up on 85. Excluding frequency renewals, we will be talking about $60 million in non-frequency capex for the year, rounding numbers. Probably we think the estimate right now it's about 60 to 70% for Axtel Networks and the remaining balance at Alestra.
Our next question comes from line of Martin Lara with Miranda Global Research. Please proceed with your question.
Hey, hi, good morning, guys. In the case of the networks business, if you sell it, what is the multiple that you would expect in that transaction?
Okay, IFACO, hi, good morning. For IFACO, we're seeing comparable businesses or transactions at double-digit multiples, EBITDA multiples. That's what we can expect.
And what I can mention also on top of that is that we have seen a firm confirmation of these multiples are being maintained in the same level as it was before the pandemic. Mm-hmm.
So in other words, high double-digit multiple?
It's a range, but it's a double-digit multiple. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when do you expect the transaction to take place?
Well, this is going to be a transaction similar in the process as the previous ones we had, and it's difficult to say. It has to do with timing required for the investors to do their analysis, due diligence, and all that. So we are now focusing on totally advancing this process as it was before the pandemic. So, it should be a normal time for if you compare to previous transactions, but we will have to see.
We don't like to speculate in regards to timing. What we know is that it's a step-by-step process, mm-hmm. and I'm sure that on the next quarter, by the end of September or October, when we will be reviewing the third quarter results, we'll have more light in terms of the duration and the following process.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
Our next question comes from the line of Alejandro Golostro with BBVA. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good morning, Adrián, Orlando. That's a follow-up question regarding the Axtel Networks investment there or partners that you're looking at this moment. I'd like to know if you're looking to monetize this investment or basically raise capital only or just looking for a partner. What are the options that are on the table right now? This is my first question. And another follow-up regarding CapEx for the future. Is it fair to assume that the CapEx that you need in the coming years to maintain the level of growth that you expect is should be closer to $60 and $70 million on a recurring basis? Thank you.
Hi, Alejandro. We couldn't hear you very well. Let me repeat your question to see if I got it right. You're saying that whether future CapEx should be in the $60 to $70 million per year. Is that your question?
Alejandro, perhaps you have your line on mute?
Oh, yes. Yes, on a recurring basis going forward. That's correct.
Okay. Well, as we have said, our CAPEX, particularly in Alestra and to some extent as well in Axtel Networks, is based on the success we have acquiring new contracts. The more contracts and the extension of existing contracts that we close, then we deploy necessary investments. So this year CAPEX obviously it reflects the current macroeconomic and business conditions. I should say that under normal circumstances our CAPEX probably should have been more in line with our pre-COVID estimates. Our pre-COVID, if you recall, were CAPEX excluding frequencies of around $100 and $110 million. So that's a better reference if we assume an economy growing more business opportunities, particularly for services business unit.
Just as a compliment, Alejandro, let me mention that CAPEX is very much correlated with the dynamics of the market. In our service business unit, we are growing slightly above the market growth in services. Mm-hmm. In the infrastructure business unit, we are recognizing that there might be very good opportunities to improve significantly our market penetration in the infrastructure market. Today, the market has experienced a slowdown pace mainly due to the pandemic. But eventually, in the short to medium term, we are expecting that the markets will regain growth as it was before in the 2018-2019 levels.
Thank you. And regarding the Axtel networks, what are the options on the table? Are you also looking to monetize this business or only to raise capital or bring a new partner to the business? What are the options that are on the table right now?
Yes, the options in the process we are conducting right now is getting considering investments at the level of Axtel directly or at the level of the infrastructure business. And the infrastructure business could end up being a joint venture between Axtel and some investor, or maybe could be sold completely. And then it will have a contract, a long-term contract that regulates the that rules the access from Servisco to infrastructure of the other business. Everything is completely designed so that the process could end up one way or the other, depending on the value creation of the proposals.
I'm sorry, I can understand it well. Would you consider a sale of this business?
We could sell the infrastructure business, yes, or we could get investment at the level of Axtel.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alejandro.
We have no further questions at this time. Mr. De Los Santos, I would now like to turn the floor back over to you for closing comments.
Thank you, Christine, and thanks everyone for participating in our call today. As always, we remain open to further comments through our investor relations department and myself. Have a good weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.